What's up, everybody? We back again. We back at it again. Episode 7. Dang.
Episode 7. We got a special guest, a homie.
Yes, we got a
special guest. I see some soul. You see, you hear the soul come in his voice.
A legend.
Who you going to introduce?
We got the legend. Look, hey, yo, everybody. He's the West Coast legend.
For sure. For, you know, the face of the one of the faces of the West Coast.
One of the faces of the West Coast. When you hear about West Coast rap, you know this name. Let me introduce everybody to Exhibit. We got Exhibit up in the house.
Yeah. All right. What's good, bro?
What's
good?
What's going on?
It's good to have you, man. Appreciate you coming on board, man. Appreciate the time.
Man,
you taking
Napoleon,
out your time.
It's good to speak with you, bro. It's good to speak with you, man.
It's been a minute, man. It's been a minute. You don't age, though, bro. Mashallah, as we say in Arabic.
Yeah.
You still look the same that, 20 years ago, right?
You got some Asian in you?
My inside, say.
Real talk. All of us like that, bro. We look young until we hit the basketball or go back to the gym.
Exactly.
Right? I've been feeling it, too.
Q said
my
you must got
make sounds that they haven't made before.
Yeah. My knees be knocking.
Our bodies let us know, man. So what's good with you, man? How's the family? How's LA?
Man, you know, everything is blessed, man. You know, after the pandemic, you know, a lot of people were finding out about themselves. You know, during this pandemic.
Yeah.
And, you know, thankfully, you know, nobody close to me in my circle you know, had any adverse reactions and, you know, we all here and we all made it through, but, you know, I've been good, man. You know, I don't mind being isolated. So I've been chilling and working on stuff and creating other companies and just circling back when it's time.
Yeah. Dope, bro.
That's kind of where I've been, man, but I've been blessed, man. No complaints.
For sure. Your sister's good. She's healthy.
Yeah. I got two sisters
that you moved to LA with, right?
Yeah, one. Yeah. No. I'm the only one that came out and moved to LA, but my little sister ended up moving here like later on, and my older sister lives in Arizona. I got an older brother that moved out here to LA too. He works at my cannabis company.
No, nice.
So I've been trying to pull my family members
family together
close.
That's
so
dope.
You know, we can be together.
Yeah.
And you originally from Detroit, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Midwest.
Yeah, I was born in Detroit.
Yeah.
I left when I was 9.
Okay.
After my mom passed and my dad got remarried.
Mm,
and then he wanted to live.
Right?
Yeah, live in Albuquerque. Yeah. So I went out to the desert for like 7 years, you know. and then after that, I moved to LA when I was like 17.
Dope, bro. West Coast, man. Like we were saying earlier, man. I'm originally from New Jersey. Q came from Colorado originally.
Yeah.
But when the West Coast adopts you, bro, it's different. LA is different, man.
Yeah,
because you know we get a lot.
That's what I tell people. I like
for
when
sure.
you make it when you make it in LA
Definitely.
And make a name for yourself in LA. It's like gang rules out here, man. That stuff lasts forever. You know what I'm saying?
Real talk, bro. Real talk. You know, one of the things I noticed about you, man, which I applaud you for it, because I know how the politics in the West Coast work, even from the streets.
Mm-hmm.
It's tribal. You know, like when you come to Saudi Arabia, for example, in the Middle East, everybody connected with a tribe. And it's similar, and it reminds me a lot of West Coast. Of course, the West Coast have that tribal mentality, but they connected to gangs. And when you hear people saying that, well, these people need to leave gangs, it's not that easy where they can just wake up, because some of them is born into a neighborhood. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's different. Like on the East Coast, it's different for us. But I noticed for you, you never represent. Oh, you got the cat, huh?
Cat.
That was dope, bro.
But I know, like, hey, Napoleon in there.
That was dope, bro. I got a cat too. I'm trying to figure it out because we used to dogs.
Yeah.
I recently got a cat. I'm still trying to figure this cat out, man. But I noticed you from LA. Everybody affiliated one way or another.
Yeah.
But I noticed you never really glamorized that in the way, even in your music or the way you carried yourself.
Exactly.
And
he
what made
did,
you
right.
take that route, which I applaud. You know what I mean? Respect.
Well, I mean, like you know what I'm saying? Like when I first got here, I was the first person people I met in the industry was King T and Alcoholics.
Yeah.
I had come from like a place where I was hustling. I was like selling drugs and shit. You know what I'm saying? And when I got to LA, I had come from a place where you know, I had to make some promises and real changes in my life. So I was like, you know, if I get here and I'm allowed to, you know, make something of myself, I promise I won't go back to the ways that I was, you know, doing before. Yeah. And so once that started happening, I just kept in that promise because I was, you know, it's different, man. In the street, if you in the street, you know, rap beef looks funny. Like real beefing talk. With raps, it's like, that's not what we meant. Like, if it's not that serious.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? Like, because if you've been in some real stuff in the street, you ain't going to broadcast and posture, you know what I'm saying, and do all that stuff. You know what I'm saying? So when I got to L.A. and I started hanging around those cats and they saw I had talent, they wouldn't let me get involved in the nonsense. Even though I was young and I thought that was, you know, the place to be, they protected me from myself in a sense.
Real OGs.
So that's why it wasn't even a question. It was like, no, you're going to do this music stuff. And you're gonna leave the knucklehead stuff to the knuckleheads. we're gonna push you on this because you have a future in it. And they were right.
Dope, man. That
was what when you came here, you linked up with Dre, right? Dr. Dre? For a minute. He produced one of your records?
Yeah. He produced the third record.
Yeah, the third one.
It was a lot of stuff that happened before. Mm-hmm. Before that, you know, my first album was called At the Speed of Life. You know, I did that record in 96. Yeah. And then, you know, after that, it was 40 Days and 40 Nights. And then I didn't get to really start working with Dre and M and Snoop and the rest of those guys until my third album, which was the Restless album.
The Restless, yeah.
Okay. You a legend, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
you
know
what I mean?
You're a legend, bro. You know what I mean? Honestly, bro, I don't know nobody, whether they from the East Coast or the West Coast, could say anything bad about Exhibit.
That
just let you know that you can't. That let you know, because, you know, a lot of people say a lot of crazy stuff about the Outlaws. We did a lot of things. We was young, though. Yeah. You know what I mean? But in the industry, we don't hear nobody. It's all respect from both sides, bro. Yeah. That means you carried yourself in an honorable way. You know what I mean? Absolutely. Because it's easy to get tainted in the industry. You know what I mean? But when you talk to anybody, whether they're from East Coast, West Coast, L.A., Compton, whatever, industry, non-industry, everybody have love for you, bro. Mm-hmm. Nothing but respect. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, bro. And you know what? And I reciprocate that love. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Like, me and Edie just did a song, man.
Bro, that's what I was going to touch on. I was going to say that. You know what, bro? That was amazing. Even though I don't listen to music, but when I saw that post, it just showed growth, bro. Because, you know, even though I don't want to bring it up, but you know, the song and things like that. Yeah, we had to. We had to. Because I think I was telling Q this. I said, you know what? It just shows, even on Edie's side as well, it just showed that we all grew up together. We all grew up, I mean, and we all got to the point that we matured and our mindset is different because, and I'll tell you, cats, that when Edie said that on a song with you, even me and as an outlaw, I don't even know where it came from. I think even Pac didn't even know where it came from because Pac used to rock you and listen to you. All of us was fans, you know what I mean? But the way we was carrying ourselves, I think Pac was just like, you know, I got to keep that on the song. If Edie said it. And he was like, I just got to run with it because they ran with my beef. You know what I mean? Even though it wasn't no beef, of course, but you handled it in a respectful way. You handled it respectful, bro. You was one of the first that showed us how to handle things respectfully, bro. And tell me why you never came back at him.
Nah, because check this out. When we got the Machiavelli album, the first thing that people said was like, "Hey man, they dissed you. They dissed you on there." I was like, "What?" And so when we listened to it, I was like, "Oh, okay." They listened to Paparazzi, and at the time, it was I forget the How Do You Want It, and it was like, "I just want the money and the fame. I'm a simple man." You know what I'm saying? That was Fox line.
Yes,
and then when Paparazzi came out, it was like Only for the Money and the Fame, Extra Large.
Yes.
Had nothing to do with any of that. You know what I mean?
But you know, when Pac came home from jail, Pac was
miscommunication. So here's the thing.
Yes.
Here's the thing. So when I heard it, I was like, oh, so I can't wait to talk to Pac and let him know that this song was done. Like, you know, we was in an underground rap. We was battle rapping.
Yeah,
we was talking about Pop We was talking about, you know what I'm saying, like MC Hammers and Vanilla Ices. And, you know what I'm saying, all that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, we weren't talking about Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't talk about Tupac. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're on the same team.
Yeah, right? Real talk.
So I saw Tupac one time.
Dope. I didn't even
one
know
one time. And he was in a white convertible, like Bentley or Rolls, something, one of those, right?
Yeah.
And he pulled up in front of the House of Blues, and I fully expected him to come up and say, "Hey," you know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
But he came up, he shook my hand. He was like, "Yo, man, I'm getting down. I see y'all inside."
No mention of the
thing.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
I was like, "Well, I'll just talk to him when I'm inside because I want him to know."
Yeah.
That no way was I ever like speaking about him on this thing.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Some cats thrive off. They want to thrive off, you know, the
drama. Yeah, the nonsense.
The instigators. You know what I'm saying? The drama.
Real talk.
Right?
Instigators.
Yes.
But I feel like I had so much respect for Tupac. I had so much respect for his craft. So much for his intensity. So much for his direction and his real connection with the culture
and how
people loved him. Right.
Yeah.
After that night, he got up on stage and I just never got to really have that conversation with him.
After
that, he passed.
Yeah.
So it was just like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, why even address anything that
it's over now? Yeah. Real talk.
Because exactly. It's not to be done in front of everybody.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? It's not to be done like, oh man, you. No, this is not like, I would go back to what I was saying.
Yeah,
that you know, rap beefs are nothing compared to street
beef.
You know what I'm saying? Real street beefs.
Real talk.
So we didn't have that. So it was about a conversation that I never got to have.
But man, that's fast amazing. Forward. Yeah, fast forward with Edie.
Fast forward.
Yes,
Edie. Oh, I see Edie. We have this lowrider thing that we do. Me and Snoop and Percy. We do this lowrider thing.
Yeah,
Edie saw me there. And at first he was standoffish, I walked up to him. I was like, "Edie, what's up, man?" And then the conversation started.
Yeah,
and then he told me himself. He's like, "At first, I was like, I didn't know what to expect, but man, you cool."
Because we all come from that same cloth, bro. And we ran into each other, I think, many times, but we never really got to talk because of concerts. We see you at a few concerts and things like that. I'll tell you a story about one time we was in a studio. I don't even think you even knew what was happening outside the studio. I think it was in LA, Echo Sound. You had a bodyguard, street dude. He was kind of short but stocky.
Yeah.
He was friends with Big Psych.
Yeah, Al Pittman.
How's he doing, bro?
He good, man.
Let me tell you what this dude.
Al is still good, man.
That dude had me trying to get to the trunk. And let me tell you. So I jumped out. I think it was Echo Studios. I get in the Echo Studio, and he knew I was from the Outlaws. So he's like, "What's up, homie?" He started loking up on me. I'm like, "What's up, bro?" He's like,
"Nah,
but wait. Let me show you how he did me though, because you know he was buff back then. You know, he was swole." He's like, "What's up, homie?" I was like, "What's up, bro?" He's like, "With Big Psych at from IVC." I'm like, huh? Because now I'm thinking like Psych must have did something to one of his homies. So he was outside the studio. I seen him with you before, so I knew he was with you, right? So I think in one session. We was in another one. And so I got there late. So he was banging on me. He's like, "You know it's Big Psych from Inglewood Village Crip," because that's where Psych from, IVC. So in my mind, I'm like, this must be, did Psych, one of his homies, do something to one of his homies, or this some game banger? In my mind, I'm like, this some game banger. But he was on swole. He was like, "Call Big Psych right now." I was like, "Brian, I can't call Big Psych, man. If you know him, whatever you got to do with Big Psych, you got to call him." But in the back of my head, I'm like, I need to get to my trunk, because I had my gun in my trunk. But I'm like, this dude on swole, so I don't want him to see me open the trunk with my keys. I'm like, how could I slowly but surely get to the trunk? And when he saw me trying to do it, he's like, "Man, I'm just joking with you. Big Psych, my homie."
Oh, man.
So like a week later, when I saw Big Psych, he's like, "Yeah, the homie told me you ain't crack under pressure. You was good. You was good under pressure." I told Big Psych, I said, "Bro, I was trying to get the heat, man." But tell my man, I said, "What's up?" He, I'm sure he gonna tell you. He remember the story, bro.
absolutely, man.
Pac knew you. See, you know, because Pac, he knew you wasn't dissing him. You know what I mean? And that's why Pac never said nothing. But the way Pac is, the way Pac is, because you know Pac, bro, back then, if anybody he thought was dissing him, he gonna, he coming back.
World War III.
But the way Pac mentality was, he said, okay, if Edie said that, and Edie and them, they rolling with me when I'm, he was just like, I just gotta let that slide. You know, yeah. You know what I mean? He was like, I can't really, yeah, hey, you know,
man,
what I mean?
You gotta go,
you gotta go with
we
the homie.
We all in.
We all
loyalty,
in.
Man. He has that loyalty, that's why.
Real yeah. talk, bro.
Yeah. But so, you know what? I'm glad we were able to have that conversation now. Definitely. I mean, it's better late than never. You know what I'm saying? And so when me and Edie started talking about it and got the clarification, we started hanging out. He comes to the studio. He sees where I'm at. We did a song together. And here we are. You know what I'm saying? Like everything happens in due time.
Everything happens in due time.
And it was dope, man. And I'm glad we having these conversations.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people dismiss the power of healing and the power of, you know what I'm saying, showing people that we can connect and actually move forward as men what that means what it looks like. You know what I'm saying? Everything ain't forever.
Exactly.
And time is the strongest currency we have.
Exactly.
So, you know what I'm saying? Like, the time that we were able to spend and do this new thing,
yeah,
it's going to wash away any kind of misconception that people had about what that time was when that particular thing happened.
Definitely.
Because we growing and we doing bigger things and we doing things that are going to enhance our lives.
Real talk.
And not
real
just
talk.
Just keep us sitting in that time stamp.
Exactly.
That really doesn't define who we are as people.
And that's how real men handle situations, especially when you're from the streets. When you're from the hood, man, you look for ways to not go there. You look for ways to sit down. You give each other excuses. You know what I mean? Because we lost a lot of loved ones on the way.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So after a while, you're like, man, I'm too old for this. You know what I mean? We want to be able to handle like grown men.
Yeah. I'm too wise for this.
Too wise for
there
this.
There you go.
Real
that's
talk.
The key word.
That's
right.
It.
Wise.
Real talk. Real talk, man.
So let me ask you this, X, since we're talking about you and doing the track with E. What's your top five of all time? MCs.
Top five rappers of all time?
Yes.
Ooh. Okay.
You tell me yours, I'll tell you mine.
DOC.
The DOC.
Yep.
Royce the 5'9".
Respect.
Pharrell Monch.
Mm-hmm.
Rakim.
Yep.
And I'm gonna put Marshall in there.
Yes. I was waiting for that. I was waiting
now
for
we
that.
See why he's lyrical. Because everybody you chose are actually they lyricists.
Yeah.
Poetry.
Like
that's poet. That's all lyric. You know
DLC?
What I mean?
And keep in mind, you know, a lot of people put Big and Tupac. Yeah. And all them in the top five, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Talk.
But what I designed my top five off of the music that I like to create. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
I like acrobats.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I like gymnastics on the verses.
Yeah.
So that's what it looks like. You know
what
I'm saying?
That's and that's your style. You're a lyric.
Yeah,
DOC, bro. You know what I mean? We can't ignore lyrics. Like when you take the music away and just pay attention to lyrics. There's not too many people that have something to stand on. DOC is one
right.
of them.
Yeah.
Because he has that. He has something. You know what I mean? But he's definitely one of them.
But that's what's good about being a lyricist.
Real talk.
Rather than a, well, nowadays you got the mumble rappers. But the reason, the thing about being a lyricist is the fact that with or without music,
you can hold your own.
The words is going to touch your soul.
Real
you
talk,
know what I mean?
Real talk,
right.
Real talk, real talk.
And that's why I love lyricist rap.
Real talk.
That's why
gonna
Eminem,
get him to write
Eminem's
some poems.
One of my favorites.
He love Eminem, man.
And the reason, and I told him this already too, but the reason why I love Eminem and I got mad love for him, I love the underdog story and I love loyalty. Like I'm big on loyalty. And that's
real
why
talk,
one of the
man.
Reasons why I love Eminem. And not only that, he shreds, you know?
Yeah,
ain't nobody
ever
got a beef with Eminem.
Yeah.
Or if they try,
he destroys
their career.
He destroys careers. Like that's
real
how.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but here's another one. Then since you're,
you can make it uncomfortable.
I know you're a sports fan. So you know, especially us, we basketball fans. That's why we got the basketball right here. So I want to know, in your opinion, Jordan or LeBron? Or if you have another one instead of those two, then you can put that in there too.
Kobe.
Yeah,
Kobe.
It's either. Now, would you say, because you know, yeah, there's that big debate everywhere right now about LeBron is better than Jordan. LeBron's the GOAT. Jordan's not, you know? And we both Jordan fans. We grew up watching Jordan.
Yeah, I got to keep it real, man. I ain't really watched basketball since Jordan retired. Yeah, bro.
Since Kobe retired. That's what I thought.
And besides Kobe and Shaq, when they brought something back to the game. You know what I mean? Maybe the time difference, I haven't been able to keep up. You know what I mean? But I'm still in that era.
Here's what I think. The Jordan-LeBron debate.
Yeah.
It's first of all, they're from two different time stamps. But that being said, Jordan was kind of the first to have the cultural impacts that basketball players now use on a regular basis.
Real talk.
He paved the way for a LeBron to be a LeBron.
Yeah.
Now there's a special elite class of athletes that, you know what I'm saying, come from that kind of lane. Not everybody can run down that lane. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So I think Jordan, in that respect, is, you know, still, like, LeBron still has to catch up to Jordan, in my opinion.
Exactly.
To be better than, you have to have a cultural impact that lasts, that transcends past your playing years into, you know, like, everything outside of basketball.
Facts.
You know
what I'm saying?
So LeBron is a masterful player. He's got a lot of stats. I know he's broken some of Jordan's, you know, records, but the cultural impact, if you're going to compare the two, not just through basketball, he still got to catch up to some Jordan, some Jordan heights.
And the only reason LeBron is even getting close to beating any of his stats or whatever is the fact that he came straight out of high school, for one thing. Second, he's in the social media era. Michael Jordan did all of that and made all those achievements when there was no social media. All you had was the regular TV news. So the fact that the impact of influence he had on the culture worldwide, because he's the one who actually made it worldwide. Ever since after Jordan, that's when it became worldwide, all over the world, not just the city, Craig, but the world.
Yeah, that's, I agree, because with you. He slid that in there.
I caught that late.
I was like five minutes late, but I'm like, man.
But then, you know, that's how he did that without social media.
Real talk.
You know? And there's one thing that Jordan said that I madly respect along with Kobe. He said when they asked him about him being the GOAT, he's like, I don't think I am the GOAT. Because I never got to play against the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's, you know, Dr. J's,
the ones that came before
Jerry
him.
West, you know.
Yeah.
Bill Russell. He never got to play them to see if he is the GOAT or not. So he doesn't, like LeBron being the GOAT, he's the GOAT of his era.
Yeah.
But I never had a chance to play with him. And then Kobe, he said, when they try to compare him to Michael Jordan, he was like, I don't like people saying that because everything you see in me is from him.
Dope.
Yeah. So you can't say
that's his idol. You know what I mean?
I respect that.
You got to show respect.
Then you got LeBron James, who call himself the GOAT.
Usually the GOAT don't call himself the GOAT, man. I got love for LeBron.
Well, all this GOAT talk, here's what I think about all of that. I think, you know, geniuses don't call themselves geniuses.
Facts.
Yeah. Other people call them geniuses.
Facts. Muhammad Ali never walked around and said, well, he did say he's the greatest. Yeah. Ali says he's the greatest.
I think that line you just said about geniuses don't call themselves geniuses, I think there was a line like that in one of my favorite shows called Empire. I think Lucius Lyon said that one. Ain't that right, Shine? You got Shine up in here?
You on the road today, bro.
In fact, you know what? When I was working in Hollywood, I was art director for the LA Fashion Magazine. And when Empire Season 2 came out, I was such a huge fan that I actually got Empire on the cover for that magazine. So there's that Club Leviticus in Empire. You had Lucius, Cookie, Jamal, Hakeem, and Andre, you know, all right there. And I had that for the cover, and it was like such an honor. And then
You did some big things, man. Humble over here. I don't even know these things. You know what I mean? He a little humble with it, bro.
Yeah. And then we saw Exhibit come out of Shine.
All the way to like almost, I was off before the last season.
Yeah.
So it was cool.
Yeah.
Man. That show was crazy. You were hard as hell in that. As Shine? Ooh. He had me scared. You know, I was like, hey. I'm like watching Exhibit on Pimp My Ride.
Yeah. Like this is a whole other dude, huh?
You know, how real he was and how, you know, he was a good dude. And then I see him shine, and I'm like,
scared at home. Dude, you had him scared in the living room, bro.
If I ever meet Exhibit,
I was doing good acting.
Yeah, good acting. That's phenomenal acting. It's in the DNA, man. But you know what's crazy, bro? You here in Saudi Arabia, you got a lot of fans. Not only from your music, but every time I bring up your name, the first thing that, and I'm shocked because some of them wasn't even alive, some of these kids, the first thing they say is Pimp My Ride.
Yeah.
Pimp My Ride.
We might got to get you to do a Pimp My Camel because you know you got camel shows out here, bro. We got to get you out here to get in the camel show, bro. Big money, bro. That's big money.
They actually doing a lot of Pimp My Ride stuff here now.
Yeah.
On Friday, I think Friday mornings at Granada Mall.
I heard about it. They have a lot of you'll be shocked. They got lowriders out here.
They got lowriders.
You know what I mean? They got low
switches.
Riders.
Really? With switches.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. They'll be switching the culture, dude. I'm like, yo.
So we got to get you out here, though, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to come out there. You know, I've got some stuff in the works. We are thinking about doing something with television again.
Dope.
I just haven't had the desire to do it, man. You know, like once that show ended, I appreciate what it did, but you know, I just had no desire to go back in it, and because I was doing other things.
Yeah.
But you know, it did. You know, make me a household name globally,
not
just
talk.
You know through music, but just you know, like people saw my personality, which is a hard thing to do. And so with Pimp My Ride, then I got opportunities to do other television shows, and I was able to do, you know, movies. And whatnot.
Yep.
It turned into something really real, man.
Keep it up, bro. You got the talent. You know what I mean? You got it. It's in
you. It came from something genuine, and I was glad to be able to, you know, like, hey. A lot of people can't get off their square and go exist in a different genre.
Real
talk. You know, like to come from hip hop and, you know, that be the starting place and then be able to go to all these other places and go now I can go back and forth through things. Yeah. You know, it's a blessing, man. It's truly a blessing.
You know, I think the real Exhibit is the character in Gridiron Game. With Dwayne Johnson. I think that's what he really is. You know,
he got a show. He did a movie with Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, called Gridiron Game. It was based on a true story. It's about kids who kept on getting in the game, in the streets, getting into trouble.
So it had a good message behind it.
Juvenile delinquents, and then they made them into football players. And
dope.
And him being like mentor to like...
Dope. I gotta check like this out, bro.
The children that are going the wrong path.
Yeah, dope,
that's
man.
The type of person
X is. It's a dope movie.
Wow, we gotta check that out.
I know this for a fact. I knew this before we even started talking today. Yeah. That you were that type of person. That you're the type that will take a kid who's going through hardship and going down the wrong path. You'll take him under his wing and try to, you know, get him away from that. And I think that's the type of person you are. Yeah. And that's why I was like saying, I think that's who you are in the Gridiron Game.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is when I was a kid,
But he got some shine in him. We got to keep it in us. Yeah. We just don't want it to come out.
It'll come out when you need to.
When I was a kid, I spent like 2 years in juvenile detention, right? And so I went to go speak to kids in juvenile detention centers.
Dope.
Like not only just in the United States, I did it in Australia, I did it in Europe, I did it in the States, and the reason I do that is because, you know, for them to be able to see someone like me come in there and tell them you guys are in a place where I started to, it gives them a different type of outlook on where they can go and what they can be, because it's hard to kind of tell that to adults because adults are set in their ways, but kids have a choice. They have an option. Usually, you know, most of the crimes that they're in there for, they're not in there for all day. They have a chance to, you know, do something else if they make the right decision. So I go speak to those guys out of just, you know, like, hey guys, this is possible because nobody else is going to do it. Once you're in the system, they just forget about you. They just put you on the hamster wheel.
Yeah,
but
you'll be surprised.
Come and talk to me.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Sorry to cut you off, but you'll be surprised that impact of you spending whether it's 30 minutes, an hour to these kids, how it'll change their lives. You know how it is in the hood, man, when we didn't really have any people coming back telling us anything positive. You know what I mean? So when you hear Queen Latifah, for example, she from my hood. So I remember the first time I ever saw on television, you know what I mean? And she said some positive words. That really kept that little struggle in me to not give up with writing. Because I was like, you know what I mean? That impact that it makes a difference. You know what I mean? Yeah. Where a kid might grow up, something that you said to him while he was in a juvenile hall, it might seem small, Aki, my man, my brother, but you could have planted that seed. You know what I mean? So that's amazing. Well, a lot of us, if you have that gift, if you have it in you, man, keep going, bro. You know what I mean? Because the kids need
that's what it's about.
Real talk, bro.
Yeah.
Real talk, man.
Shoot, we really appreciate you doing this. I mean, dang.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on, man. Yeah. We keep in touch. And hopefully we get you out here, man. We get you to Saudi.
Yeah.
And man, let's go, man. I can't wait.
In fact, you know what? Give Muta your info so we can send you one of these.
Okay, yeah, he got it.
Our fashion partner.
We'll
send you some gear.
For sure. We got you, bro.
All right, brother. I appreciate you guys.
Be safe out there.
One last time? Yeah. There you go. Yeah. I'm trying to get him to do more.
Tell everybody I said what's up, man. Be safe out there, bro. We're back a lot of good positive memories.
I'm meeting a lot of my heroes through you. So I need to roll with you a lot more now.
I'm gonna have to start charging you. But you know what? I like, man, coming from the music industry, having conversations like that.
Yeah.
Because it's positive, bro. Because I had so much negative. It just had so much negativity that come from out of that industry. When I look back, many of my homies, many of the people that came up with is murdered or died or in prison. So when you see somebody that came from the same era and the conversation is positive and they doing positive thing, that just made my day, bro. Yeah. You know what I mean? So we got to keep that up.
Yeah. And he's one of the greats. He's one of the West Coast legends. Yeah, that was Exhibit, everybody, if you didn't know, which I know you guys know. So I appreciate you getting us connected to him, man. That was great.
Dope, Russ. Until next time.
Yeah, until next time. Until we get him here.
Until we get him here. But we see y'all until next time.
Yeah.
Until the next show. Yeah. All right?
We out.
Manscaped. Stay fresh, clean start, head to toe, finishing touch, extra refinement. Bro, what did you bring me, man?
Man.
What is this?
All right. So the support for Mutu Q
yes.
is brought to you by Manscaped.
Okay.
All right, Manscaped. They are the men's grooming champions of the world. Not just the city, Craig, the world.
The world?
That's one of my favorite lines.
Wow. So you really mean the world.
Yeah. Manscaped, because what they do is they offer a precision engineered
dope
grooming technology.
But I like to look rough, man. I don't touch my beard. I like to look a little rough.
What about from the neck down, though?
Oh, yeah. From the neck down, we got to stay smooth,
like, when you take your shirt off, it's going to look like you have a sweater.
You got to be smooth, man. You know what I mean?
Some people are like that. You know what you do? And I like to feel silky smooth, you know?
Silky smooth, huh?
You know, like...
silky, silky smooth?
Yeah. Just for me. Just for me, you know? Dope. The way I feel, like, I want to be silky smooth from the neck down. So
I'm going to give it a try, then. I'm going to give it a try, man.
So what it comes with is this set... It's a special thing. Now, they just started in UAE.
Okay.
Okay. They just launched in the UAE, and this is the fourth generation of trimmers.
Okay. Right?
And the Lawnmower 4.0. Mm. 4.0.
Mm.
Which means there's been many, many versions before that, but this is a 4.0.
Dope.
This one is... Dude, look at that. That looks...
Yeah, that looks dope. That looks dope.
I think Manscaped is the Rolex of men's grooming.
Wow. Say no more.
Not Casio.
Say no more. I'm buying.
Rolex.
I'm in.
Okay, order. So this is the
give me your credit card. I'm ordering today.
Yeah. Yeah. So that it comes with this. Nice. We call this the weed whacker.
The weed whacker.
Okay. You know, because some people they'll be having like
this for the nose and the hair.
The hair trimmer in the ear. Man, I'll be seeing some people's ears and I'm like, dang.
Yeah. You know, my grandfather from Cuba, he kind of had like that afro coming out of his ears.
Yeah, right.
And I'm actually following suit.
I'm right behind Allen Iverson here.
I'm right behind him, so I'm glad.
But then, no, this Honestly, the way it looks.
Even the way it is modern, the weed whacker.
Yeah, the weed whacker.
That's dope right there.
Yeah.
Okay, what else we got in this box?
So the box comes with like.
Can I see?
The Crop Reviver.
The Crop Reviver, okay.
Right? It's toner.
Dope.
Yeah.
Dope.
And then you got the Crop Preserver.
The Crop Preserver.
Which is deodorant, not only for your armpits, but everywhere else, you know?
Dope.
Yeah.
What else we got in that box?
And here's the amazing part. Look how slick and slim that is. Honestly, when I first got this, I was like, where do I charge this at?
Facts.
But it comes with like a little charging dock that you just put it on and it charges it. Like the technology. I'm like, this got to be made by Koreans. My people had to make this.
Nice.
As nice as it looks, I know my people
check that out, man.
Yeah, it looks nice. Oh, camera's over there.
I try to play it off. Look, I did it slow. Yeah. Look, well, actually, it's three cameras in this room. Yeah. Korean. Korean try to make us look like we don't make. It's a camera there. No, and it's a camera there.
That's say the
camera.
Recording.
Say the camera recording is over there. So now, but you saw me try to play it off. When you said that, I did like this.
Yeah,
I was smooth with it. Smooth as Manscaped.
So this upgraded trimmer, right? This upgraded trimmer includes a multi-function on and off switch.
Okay.
So like you can actually travel with this. So if you click it three times,
yes,
it won't turn on while it's in the bag.
Dope.
So that's
dope,
what's good
dope,
about this.
Dope. Right?
Manscaped. And that name, man. They got dope. It with the name.
Yeah, they doing anything,
marketing,
man.
Is amazing.
Marketing is amazing. I'ma try it out.
Yeah. So and then it's wireless charging too, by the way.
Wow.
Did I mention the wireless charging?
For both
the weed whacker and the lawnmower. This is called a lawnmower.
The names are killing me, bro.
Yeah, right.
Check them out. Y'all see it. We over here with it. Check it out.
Here's the best part of this.
Okay.
You get a 20% discount
if
when
they
you
mention
use the
what?
Code MUTUQ.
MUTUQ, get your 20% discount.
20% discount when you use MUTUQ at manscaped.com.
Manscaped.com.
And for our Saudi viewers, they just launched in UAE, which means they could deliver here tomorrow.
One day.
Bukra.
One day deliverer. Bukra.
Right? That's tomorrow.
Bukra.
Right?
Bukra. He said Bukra. Bukra's did
tomorrow,
he just curse
right?
in Arabic?
Bukra.
Bukra. But I think he might have just cursed himself in Arabic.
No, I meant tomorrow. Bukra.
Bukra.